For Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spelman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Gerald Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
From Jason Gymnasium on the campus of the University of Lincoln in Jefferson City, Missouri, good afternoon and welcome to Hornet Basketball. As this afternoon, the Emporia State Hornets take on the Lincoln Blue Tigers in the final road game for the Emporia State Hornets in a matchup of two teams that are currently tied for third place in the LIAA standings. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game. First off, for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, they come in with a record of 17-6. They're 13-6 in the MIAA. They're coached by Jimmy Drew in his first season, who's 17-6. And this is the lineup they will go with this afternoon. At the guard spots will be DJ Richardson, a 6'1 junior out of Rockledge, Florida, averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds. Also at a guard will be Artis Stapleton, a 6'2 senior out of Chicago, Illinois, averaging 17 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Out of forward spot will be Sam Routens, a 6'3 senior out of Syracuse, New York, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds. Also out of forward, Say Witt, a 6'8 senior out of Kansas City, Missouri, a transfer from KCK in Washburn, averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds. And in the post will be Kevin Connay, 6'9 senior out of Paris, France, transfer from Georgia Southern. He's averaging 12 points and 12 rebounds. For the Emporia State Hornets, they were 19-6 on the season, 13-6 in the MIAA. Coached by Craig Doty in his fifth year, 74-61 is his record, and this is the lineup Emporia State will go with this afternoon. It'll be Owen Long, a 6'3 junior out of Sykeston, Missouri, getting the start at averaging 16 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also out of guard, Caden Evans, 6'4 sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri, Oak Park High School, Southwest Minnesota State, averaging 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Out of forward spot, Elijah Comethier, 6'7 junior out of Cibolo, Texas, 14 points and 5 rebounds. Peyton Roger Schmidt, a 6'7 sophomore out of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds. And Mayim Boom, the 6'10 sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. Emporia State will be dressed in their black uniforms again this evening. This afternoon, white numbers and white letters. Lincoln dressed in their home whites with dark blue numbers and letters. As we are about set for basketball. In the center circle, it'll be Kevin Connay and Mayim Boom. The tip is up and controlled by Emporia State. They'll play to the basket to our left as we view it here courtside. This is Caden Evans with the basketball. In the paint, stops. Dishes it out to Elijah Cometh here. Elijah trying to work around the screen. Loses the dribble. Ball goes out of bounds. Turnover Emporia State. Mayim Boom tried to get there in a hurry to grab it before it went out of bounds, but was unable to do so. Emporia State turns it over on their first possession. Artis Stapleton will bring the ball across the timeline for the Blue Tigers. Emporia State man-to-man with their defense. Left side bounce pass to Richardson. Richardson gets it back out front to Stapleton. Stapleton trying to drive. Double clutch shot up and no good. Rebound Emporia State's Elijah Cometh here. Gets it off to Owen Long, who brings it into front court. Goes behind the back with a dribble. Kicks it in the corner. Caden Evans back to Owen Long. Owen, three-point shot up and good. A hair crafter's three for Owen Long, and that's a good sign for him. 3-0 Emporia State. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172 to make an appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Just underway here in the first half. Left side, Richardson keeping the dribble. Now gives it out front to Stapleton. Stapleton back out top to Richardson. Richardson gets it down low to Saywitt. Shot good as he powers it down lid. Saywitt makes it a 3-2 Emporia State lead. This is Owen Long working on the wing right side. Drives in the lane. Stops. Spins. Fadeaway shot. Good. 5 points for Owen Long. Makes it a 5-2 Emporia State lead. 18-16 to go here in the first half. Across the timeline, Stapleton. Left of the free throw circle, Richardson. Back out in middle of the floor. Stapleton from three. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebound tracked down by Emporia State. Peyton Roger Schmidt gets it up the floor to Owen Long. Ball gets deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests. All year long, pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Owen across the timeline with the basketball. Takes the left side of the floor. He'll elevate just behind the three-point stripe. Shot no good. Rebound to Saywitt for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Gives it off to Stapleton. Lobs it across the floor. Intercepted by Owen Long at the other end. Layup good for Owen. He gets the steal on the score. Owen with seven. Timeout, Lincoln. Great anticipation by Owen Long, and Emporia State has jumped out to a 7-2 lead with 17:39 to play here in the first half, and Lincoln calling timeout. We're seated just to the left of the Emporia State bench on the sideline on scorer's table side of the floor. And the Hornet team, the players, getting excited. It's Emporia State off to a quick start. Lincoln will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. As they play to the basket to our right as we view it here courtside. Substitute change, Tyson Robinson has checked in to the lineup for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, replacing R.T. Stapleton. Way out near middle of the floor, Kone working against Mayim Boom, drives on Mayim, gets to the rim, layup is good. Kevin Kone, 6'9 and athletic. Owen Long across the timeline. Gives it left side, Peyton Roger Schmidt. Hands it off to Elijah Cometh there. Goes to Peyton Roger Schmidt on the right side. Now he'll give it back out to Elijah Cometh there. Shot clock down to 9. Elijah drives in the paint, puts up the five-footer, off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Mayim Boom, had it knocked away from him, but it's saved by Peyton Roger Schmidt. He'll kick it out to Owen Long. Owen tried to work around a screen. Witt goes for the steal, comes up empty. Owen needs some help, gives it off to Peyton, back to Owen. Shot clock down to 8. Owen drives in the paint, and a foul. Oh, they're going to call a travel on Emporia State's Owen Long. Turnover will give it back to the Blue Tigers. 16:36 to play here in the first half. 7-4, Emporia State with a lead. What a basketball brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Tap the key, Kone. Goes down low to Saywitt, and he can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. They say it was last touch by an Emporia State Hornet. That may have been tipped by Emporia State's Caden Evans, so Lincoln will keep the basketball. 19 seconds on the shot clock. They'll play it in on the baseline, just to the right of the basket. They play it in to Kone, working against Mayim Boom. Backs in against Mayim. Spinning, shot. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Mayim Boom. I'm not so sure. And Coach Craig Doty, not so sure. That'll give Kone two free throws. And Mayim Boone picks up his first personal foul. First team foul was against Lincoln. Free throw by Kone is good. Substitution for Lincoln. Back into the lineup returns Artis Stapleton. Setting down will be DJ Richardson. Second free throw coming for Kone. And this one's also good. So 4 points for Kone. And it's a 7-6 Emporia State lead by one. Kay Nevins will get the ball across the timeline. Cade Nevins takes it to the baseline. Now back out on the wing left side. Gives it out front. Owen Long, he may have traveled with it. Got away with it. Kicks it out to Peyton Roger Schmidt in the traffic. He gives it down low to Mayim Boone, who gets the lay-in. Mayim gets his first basket. Makes it a 9-6 three-point Emporia State lead. Stapleton across the timeline. Picked up by Comethyr. Now they switch. Now they kick it out to Routins. They get it down low to Kone. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Stick back. No. Rebound Mayim Boone. Across the timeline, Kay Nevins. Little stop and go. Hands it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Back out middle of the floor to Owen Long. Shot clock down to 16 seconds. Hornets leading 9-6. Top the free throw circle. Elijah Cometh there. To Peyton Roger Schmidt. Right corner three. Bingo! Haircrafters three for Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and the Hornets are up by six at 12-6. 15:02 to go here in the first half. Out front with the basketball. This is Witt. Now goes on the wing left side. Turan's top the key. This is Robinson. Robinson down the lane. Kicks it back out to Say Witt. Pass out front goes to Stapleton. Shot clock down to eight. Stapleton trying to drive to the basket. Shot up and good. Well, that's a tough basket for Stapleton. Makes it a 12-8 Emporia State lead. 14:31 to go in the half. Owen Long across the timeline with the basketball. He has the middle of the floor. Shot clock down to 18. Goes down along the baseline. Mayim Boone in traffic. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Left it a little short. There was contact, no call. In the front court, Stapleton. Pass gets intercepted by Caden Evans. At the floor at the other end, layup good for Caden. He gets the steal and the score. And Emporia State's up 14-8 with 13:55 to go in the first half. What a basketball being brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub, an event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Stapleton out front with the basketball. Gets it in the hands of Kone. Kone goes to the dribble. Drives on Mayim Boone to the basket. The layup is good for Kone. He has six. Makes it 14-10 Emporia State. 13:29 to go. This is Owen Long into front court with the basketball. Swings it left side. Elijah Comethyr. Elijah way out beyond the three-point stripe. Takes it in the lane, gets it to the rim, lays it up, and scores the basket and draws the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. Picking up the foul for the Lincoln Blue Tigers will be Sam Routins. And Elijah will be at the line out of the media timeout. 13:15 to play, first half, 16-10, Emporia State with the lead. Hornet basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
Back at Jason Gymnasium, 13:15 to play here in the first half, 16-10, Emporia State with a lead. Elijah Cometh here at the free throw line with a chance for the end one to give Emporia State their biggest lead of the ball game. And he converts. 3 points for Elijah, 17-10, Emporia State with a lead. Lincoln with the basketball. Zartes Stapleton will get the ball across the timeline. Picked up by Caden Evans. Dribbles it to the right side of the floor. Tries to drive it on long. Owen keeping good position defensively. Now back out front to DJ Richardson. Drives in the lane. Hook shot up off the glass. Rims out. No good. Rebound gets tipped out. Emporia State with it. Owen Long across the timeline with the basketball. Has it out front. Dribbles it to the left side of the floor. Goes in the corner to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Now to Elijah Cometh here from the free throw line. Shot good for Elijah. He has five, and Emporia State leads at 19-10. 12.5 minutes to go in the first half. Right side Stapleton trying to back down against Owen Long. Now lobs it back out top to Keita Richardson. Now they work it left side. This is Jamar Madge. Now trying to drive Richardson. Kicks a tap to Keita Stapleton. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Now here's Stapleton again. Gets in the corner. Fadeaway three. Missed everything. And a battle for the rebound and a foul underneath the basket on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Picking up the personal foul will be Kevin Kone. And good defense by Emporia State here in the early going. Lincoln just cannot find any openings. 19-10, Emporia State up by 9. Batavian Butler on the floor also for Emporia State right now with Elijah Cometh there, Caden Evans, Owen Long, and Peyton Roger Schmidt. Batavian Butler with the ball in the paint from the lane line. Shot crawls off, no good. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers, Say Witt. Up the floor with the basketball, DJ Richardson. Richardson. Working out front, picks up the dribble, swings it left side. Stapleton lobs it to Witt. Way out beyond the arc, gets it down low to Kone. Working against Butler, spins, hook shot up, and no good. Rebound, Elijah Cometh there. Takes the express elevator and cleans the glass. Gives it off to Owen Long, and he'll bring it across the timeline for Emporia State. Down to 11-18 to go in the first half, 19-10 Emporia State. Caden Evans gives it off to Owen Long here on the left side. He'll shoot the three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Peyton Roger Schmidt out to Caden Evans. A long three, no. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers, pushing the ball up the floor, Stapleton. Stapleton has it top the key. Drives in the lane. Shot up off the glass and score. But that's another tough basket for Stapleton. He has 4 points. Makes it 19-12 Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Caden Evans out middle of the floor directing the offense. Shot clock now down to 11. Right side, they go down low. Owen Long now trying to drive it to Tavian Butler, and he drives it. He's going to get fouled. A foul's going to be called on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Picking up the personal foul will be Say Witt. That'll be his first team foul, number 3 on the Blue Tigers. Substitutions for Lincoln. Emmett Page, 6'1 senior out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, into the lineup. Also checking back in will be Kevin Kone. Also checking in is Frank Yetna, 6'7 sophomore from Paris. Emporia State with the basketball, leading 19-12, 10:24 to go here in the first half. Owen Long for three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. In the front court, this is Richardson. Picks up the dribble. Gives it off to Rattins. They give it off to Kone. Working against Elijah Cometh there. Backing down, spinning. Hook shot up and good. But Kone has been unstoppable. He has 8 points. Makes it 19-14. It's a 5-point lead. Across the timeline, Owen Long for Emporia State. Gives it to Caden Evans, back to Owen. Free throw circle. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt to Tavian Butler from 15. He hit it. Tavian Butler along the baseline. They left him open. He knocked down the jumper. 21-14 Emporia State. 9:33 to go here in the first half. This is DJ Richardson with the basketball. Free throw circle to Yetna. Yetna trying to drive in the lane, spinning, lost his control of the basketball, being tipped around. Owen Long comes up with it, and we're going to get a blocking foul at half court called on Frank Yetna. And the hometown referee is not so sure about that call, but that will be the fourth team foul whistled against Lincoln, and that'll give Emporia State the basketball out of the media timeout. 9:07 to play, first half, 21-14, Emporia State with a lead. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
21-14, Emporia State with the lead. 8:57 to play, first half. Emporia State has the basketball out of the media timeout. This is Caden Evans, gives it off to Owen Long. Contested three, in and out, no good. A rebound goes to Say Witt for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Gives it off to DJ Richardson, it brings it into front court, dribbles it to the left side, now tries to drive, backs it out, feeds it off to Routens. Goes down low. Kone gets the easy lay-in. Kone with 10. 21-16 Emporia State, up by 5. Biggest lead for Emporia State has been by 9 at 19-10. There's Tavian Butler with a basketball. Left elbow. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Drives on Say Witt. Spins, shoots, and left it a little short. Rebound to Say Witt. Quick outlet goes to DJ Richardson. Richardson working on the wing right side, drives on Elijah Kamath there, now gives it off to Rounds. Working against Owen Long, he'll elevate, shoot the three, off the back iron, no good. Rebound Emporia State's Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Emporia State will have the ball. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests. All year long, pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Here's a three-pointer by Peyton Rudd for Emporia State. And the Hornets are up 24-16. Another Hair Crafters three. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment. Get your haircut at Hair Crafters. 10:27 commercial. Down low, Kone, and he gets the two-handed flush. He has 12. Caden Evans knocked down that last three-pointer for Emporia State. 24-18 Emporia State with a lead by 6. 6:51 to play here in the first half. Out front, Caden Evans with the basketball. Gets a screen. Kicks it off to Tavian Butler on the wing right side. Back out front to Owen Long. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Owen penetrates to the paint. Shot no good, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Nice attack that time by Owen Long. And the officials are telling Coach Jimmy Drew they've heard enough from him. Picking up that foul for the Lincoln Blue Tigers was D.J. Richardson. His first, fifth team foul of whistle against the Lincoln Blue Tigers. First free throw for Owen Long is up and in. That gives him 8 points in the game. He's the leading scorer for Emporia State. Substitutions for Emporia State. Sam Baker and Lavelle Ziegler will check in. Setting down will be Peyton Rogers Schmidt along with Octavian Butler. Second free throw also good for Owen Long. That gives him 9 points here in the first half. 26-18, it's an 8-point lead for Emporia State. We're going to get a foul in backcourt called on Sam Baker. Baker, the 6'4 grad student out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, he'll lead the lineup and be replaced by Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Lady Hornets with the lead. 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Lincoln with the basketball. D.J. Richardson, and we're going to get a foul away from the ball. They're going to call it on Elijah Comethyr. And for Elijah, that is his first. Team foul number 3 on Emporia State. Mayim Boone will check in for Emporia State. He'll give Elijah Comethyr a break. Lincoln will play the ball inbounds on the baseline. Play it inbounds to Cote, working against Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Backs down in the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound gets tipped out. Lavelle Ziegler with the basketball. Pushes it into front court. Caden Evans, right wing three. Missed it. Rebound, Owen. Mayim Boom going back up with a layup. He scores it. Mayim Boom with 4 points. Big offensive rebound and stick back. A 10-point lead for the Hornets. They're up 28-18, their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's a long three that's in and out, no good for Lincoln. Rebound to Mayim Boom. Gives it off to Lavelle Ziegler. Up the floor, Lavelle. Top the free throw circle. Goes to Owen Long. Owen. Hesitation. Step back from 17. Swish! He hit it! 11 points for Owen Long. 30-18 Emporia State. Timeout taken by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Comes with 5:34 to play in the first half. So it'll be a 30-second timeout taken by the Blue Tigers, and Emporia State is just shooting lights out here in the early going. 12 of 22 from the floor for 54%, the 3 of 9 beyond the arc, and they're winning the rebounding battle 11-9 against the team that leads the nation in rebounding average and rebounding margin. Owen Long with 11 points here in the early going. Kevin Coney tried to match him with 12, but he's not getting much help from his teammates. Meanwhile, Owen is getting help from Caden Evans and Elijah Comethyr with 5 each. Mayim Boom with 4 and Peyton Rogers Schmidt with 3. Only two other players have scored for Lincoln. Stapleton is 4 points and 2 points for Say Witt. Some great defense. Here's Say Witt, who scores a basket. That's his second made field goal. Emporia State was thinking they had a 5 count, but the officials didn't count it that way. Here's Owen Long, step back from the free throw line. Shot bounces in. Owen Long with 13 first half points, and it's 32-12 Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where the difference is you. Drive to the basket. Shot no good, but a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. They call it on Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and Lincoln will be at the free throw line out of the media timeout. 4:43 to play first half, 32-20, Emporia State on top. What a basketball brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today, and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be. KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
4:43 to play in the first half, 32-20. Emporia stay with the lead. Kevin Kone will be at the free throw line for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. He has 12 of their 20 points. First free throw is no good. Hits the front end of the rim for Kone. He'll get a second free throw here. And the second free throw, that one's no good. Rebound to Mayim Boum. Mayim Boum, Owen Long, Peyton Roger Schmidt, Caden Evans, Lavelle Ziegler on the floor for Emporia State. Out front, Peyton Roger Schmidt gives it off to Owen Long. Swings it left side, Caden Evans. Caden waiting for a screen. Gets it from Peyton Roger Schmidt. Now out front, it goes to Lavelle Ziegler. Shot clock down to 10. Lavelle penetrates in the lane, puts up the fadeaway shot. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Say Witt for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. In the front court, this is Stapleton. Stapleton with 4 points. Witt with four, 12 for Kone for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Out front with it, Stapleton. Needs some help, gives it off to Kone. Back to Stapleton. Gets underneath the basket. Kicks it back out to Robinson. Shot up, left it short. They're going to call a foul on Emporia State. They're going to call it on Owen Long as he got him on the forearm as the shot went up. And this will put Tyson Robinson at the free throw line. Tyson, a 6-foot sophomore out of Oceanside, California. He's only averaging a point and about half a rebound a ball game. Spins the ball in his hands. Free throw's on the way and good. That was the 15th foul whistled against Emporia State. Substitution for Lincoln. Jamar Madge Jr. checks back into the lineup. Setting down will be Sam Routens. Also checking into the lineup for Emporia State will be Elijah Comether. Mayim Boum will set down. Second free throw coming for Tyson Robinson. And his second free throw is also good. So it's 32-22 Emporia State. 3:48 to play in the first half. Lavelle Ziegler will walk it across the timeline. Now he'll give it off to Owen Long. Owen takes it to the left side of the floor. Gets the defense out of the way. 15-footer good for Owen Long. That gives him 15 points. Got a little, put on a little move, and Tyson Robinson lost his footing, and that left Owen open for the jumper, and he knocked it home. Out front, this is Stapleton. Stapleton working out front, picks up the dribble. Whoops, Lavelle Ziegler got close. It could have been a foul. Tyson Robinson keeping the ball. They give it off to Say Witt, who drives along the baseline, and he's going to get bumped as he goes along the baseline. Foul's going to be called on Emporia State. They'll call this one on Caden Evans. That's his first team foul, number 6 on Emporia State, but it's ball out of bounds for Lincoln. And 20 seconds on the shot clock, 3:09 on the game clock. Lincoln will play it in on the baseline left of the basket. To play it in will be Madge. Plays it in to Say Witt. Now hands the ball off to Stapleton, back to Witt. And he loses it, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by an Emporia State Hornet. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Lincoln plays it in to Say Witt, working against Comether. Now fakes the handoff, tries to drive on it, runs into Peyton Roger Schmidt, missed the rebound. Shot put up by Kone, it gets a shot blocked. Wow, what a defensive effort. Owen Long, top the key. Backing up with a dribble. Shot clock down to 18. Long penetrates, spins in the lane. From the free throw line, shoots, left it short. Rebound gets tipped out. Coming up with a little rebound was Madge. 34-22, Emporia State. Stapleton in the lane, layup missed. Rebound battle for, comes up with Kone. Shot no good, but a foul's going to be called on Emporia State on the putback attempt. Picking up the personal foul
They'll call it on Lavelle Ziegler, his first, team seventh. So this will be two free throws for Kevin Kone. 2:24 to play, first half, 34-22. Emporia State up by 12. Kone's first free throw is good. Substitution for Emporia State, Maya Boom checks in, replacing Lavelle Ziegler. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Kone will get a second free throw here. And this one's missed, and the rebound goes to Elijah Comethyr. 34-23 Emporia State. There's a pass up the floor to Comethyr. And then Comethyr gets fouled from behind as Lincoln trying to go for the steal. Jamar Madge Jr. collides from behind with Elijah Comethyr, and he'll get whistled for the foul. Team foul number six on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Emporia State will get the ball out of bounds. Owen Long takes the inbounds pass from Caden Evans and dribbles it over to the right side. Top the key to Mayim Boom. Now left side, it goes to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Shot clock down to 13. Gives it off to Caden Evans with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Caden with an 8 with 7. Gives it off to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt with 4. Peyton down the lane going for the layup, but he gets fouled. He'll be at the line with a 1-1. Preventing the layup that time was Jamar Madge. And this will put Peyton Rogers-Schmidt at the free throw line. Seventh team foul whistled against the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Caden Evans being attended to by the trainers. Had some blood on one of his wrists. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, a 68% free throw shooter. Missed the free throw. Ryan Boom with the rebound. He missed the shot, but Elijah Comethyr is right there for the stick back. Elijah Comethyr was 7, 36-23. Emporia State with a lead by 13, their biggest of the ball game. This is DJ Richardson. Free throw circle, Kone. Layup missing, rebound, Saywit. Stick back, blocked by Mayim Boom. Caden Evans comes over the basketball. So, boy, some tough defense. A minute 17 to play. Caden Evans down low. Comethyr layup. Good! 9 points for Elijah Comethyr. It's 38-23 Emporia State. Across the timeline, Stapleton for the Blue Tigers. Under a minute to play in the half. Stapleton trying to drive in the lane. Kicks it out to Richardson for a three. No. Battle for the rebound and a whistle. And a foul on whom? I think it's on Emporia State. Oh, it's on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. It's on Kevin Kone, who just picked up his third. Or second. Well, officials have it as a second foul. And we'll go to the other end, and we'll have free throws to shoot. Elijah Comethyr stepping to the line. Noggs or Wasik will enter the lineup for Emporia State. As Owen Long will sit down. And going to the free throw line with a 1-1 is Elijah Comethyr. Emporia State up by 15, 38-23. Free throw up and no good. And the rebound goes to Stapleton for Lincoln. He'll push the ball up the floor. Layup gets partially blocked. Rebound to Saywit. His shot gets blocked by Mayim Boom, but a foul's going to be called underneath the basket. And this one's going to be on Emporia State. And they'll call this one on Noggs Wawasik. His first. Eighth team foul. Going to the free throw line for Lincoln will be Saywit. Down to 41 seconds to go here in the first half. Caden Evans with a abrasion. Free throw good for Saywit. That gives him 5 points here.
back into the lineup, Owen Long for Emporia State. Witt's second free throw on the way, and this one's also good. 38-25, Emporia State with a 13-point lead and the basketball. 40 seconds to go in the half. Owen Long with the ball in backcourt. Drives it across the timeline, gets it to Mayim Boone, free throw circle. Now out to Caden Evans, and Emporia State will use their use it or lose it timeout here in the first half. Hornets leading this one 38-25. Kansas State knocked off Iowa State this afternoon, 61-55, as they outscore the Cyclone 38-24 in the second half of the win. And Baylor at halftime leading Kansas by 13, 45-32. Also today in the Big 12, everything else is final in overtime. Texas beat Oklahoma 85-83. And it was TCU over Oklahoma State 175, while Texas Tech beat West Virginia 78-72. Emporia State has the ball with 32 seconds to play in the half. They're up 38-25. Their biggest lead has been by 15 when they led 38-23. Emporia State plays it in, bounced along. Caden Evans being double-teamed. Gives it off to Owen Long. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Step back three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Lincoln. Quickly up the floor. Stapleton underneath. Layup. Good. On a driving basket by Sam Routens. Emporia State to play the ball inbounds. Caden Evans plays it up the floor to Elijah Cometh. There he gets fouled. They'll call the foul on Routens, and yeah, he collided into Elijah Cometh there. That'll be the ninth team foul on Lincoln. It comes with 1.2 seconds to play. I don't know how he couldn't have thought that wasn't a foul, as Cometh there just got plowed into by Routens. Elijah Cometh here stepping to the free throw line. It's a 1-1. First free throw is no good. So he's missed back-to-back front ends of 1-1s, and that will bring an end to the first half of this basketball game, and Emporia State will go to the locker room with an 11-point lead, leading 38-27 over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. We'll take a break. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime, 38-27, Emporia State leading the Lincoln Blue Tigers. And it has been an impressive first half for the Emporia State Hornets. They've been shooting well. They've been making some big defensive plays. And they lead it here at halftime by 11. They've led by as many as 15. Emporia State has never trailed in this contest. And they're looking to do what they did at White Auditorium, is lead from the opening tip to the end. There's still 20 minutes of basketball yet to be played. And it's been a ferocious first 20 minutes of basketball, and Emporia State has answered the challenge. Take a look at our halftime stats, brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first, for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, they're being led by Kevin Kone with 13 points. He's 5 of 9 shooting the ball, 3 of 6 at the free throw line. He's 6 points for Say Witt, 4 points for Artes Stapleton, 2 points for Sam Routens, and 2 points also for Tyson Robinson. For Emporia State, they're being led by Owen Long with 15 points, Elijah Cometh there with 9, 5 points for Caden Evans, 4 for Mayim Boom, Peyton Roger Schmidt with 3, and Atavian Butler with 2. Looking at the team numbers, first off for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, they are 10 of 23 from the floor for 43%, 0 for 4 beyond the arc, and 7 of 10 at the free throw line. Emporia State from the floor, 16 of 29 for 55%, 3 of 10 beyond the arc for 30%, 3 of 8 at the free throw line. Emporia State could have a bigger lead if they could make some free throws. Missed 5 free throws here in the first half, and hopefully that doesn't come back to haunt them. But Emporia State doing a great job of limiting the looks for Lincoln and taking advantage of opportunities that they have. Emporia State being out-rebounded right now 16-15. Leading rebounder for Lincoln is Say Witt with 7, 6 for Kevin Kone. Emporia State's leading rebounder right now, Mayim Boom with 5. Elijah Cometh there with 4. Emporia State, 2 turnovers in the first half. Lincoln with 5 turnovers. Off those turnovers, Emporia State scored 6 points. Lincoln scored 2 points off of Emporia State's turnovers. Lincoln has outscored Emporia State 20-16 in the paint. But second chance points, Emporia State's outscored Lincoln 2-1. And Emporia State has knocked down 3 Haircrafter threes, while Lincoln's 0 for 4 from beyond the arc. Emporia State's biggest lead was by 15 points when they led 38-23 with 38 seconds going in the first half. That was the last time that they had a 15-point lead. But Lincoln closed out the first half on a 4-0 run to cut it down to an 11-point deficit. The Lincoln women's indoor track and field team recognizing their seniors here at halftime as they're showing off their national championship banner from 2018. And congratulations to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Again, the indoor track and field championships next weekend in Pittsburgh. But here at halftime on the basketball floor, Emporia State leading Lincoln 38-27. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate, 620-343-6054. We'll continue with more on the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Drinks are just the beginning at Charlie's Place, your favorite local bar in downtown Emporia. Watch your favorite team on one of their 10 TVs. Throw darts or shoot pool with old friends and new. Pool is free every day from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you need a snack, order up some satisfying bar food. Charlie's Place, open daily 12 p.m. to 2 a.m. The only decision left to make is which to order first, the food or the drink. Charlie's Place, your favorite local bar at 116 Commercial Street.
Is it time for a flooring update in your home? Visit the Mark II Lumber Design Center, where you can browse over 3,000 flooring samples. Whether you want luxury vinyl tile, hardwood, laminate, or engineered hardwood, they have the style your heart desires. Mark II Lumber is here to help make your dream a reality with great flooring options for the DIYer, or let them help you with installation. Check out the Design Center at Mark II Lumber, 825 East 6th Avenue. More than just lumber.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime, 38-27, Emporia State leading the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Also going on this afternoon, Emporia State baseball team taking on Augustana in a doubleheader. Those games are being played at Rock Creek High School. Augustana won the first game 12-6, and in the second game, top of the fifth, they lead it by a score of 12-3. Emporia State softball team going up against Sioux Falls in their first game of the season, and in the fifth inning, Emporia State softball leading Sioux Falls by a score of 3-1. They have another game coming up after this one against Winona State at about 4:45. It might be a little bit later than that. Also earlier today, the Emporia State Lady Hornets losing to Lincoln 75-71. Emporia State took an early 4-0 lead, but they played catch-up most of the afternoon. They did tie the game at 61, but just couldn't close it out as they get outscored 14-10 to close out the game. Treasure Job, 14 points this afternoon, 20 from Faith Paramore and 17 from Victoria Price. The Lincoln led in scoring by Alloway, who finishes with 28 points. And Emporia State just couldn't make shots this afternoon. Shot 35% from the floor. Lincoln shot 41% from the floor. And Emporia State just couldn't come up with stops or baskets this afternoon. Lady Hornets will be back in action Thursday when they host Pittsburgh State. Let's see if we can take a look at some scores around the MIAA. On the men's side, second half score, Washburn leading Central Missouri 40-34. See if we can. Fort Hays State leading Missouri Southern in the first half, 23-21. It is Rogers State leading Newman, 38-27. Pittsburgh State leading Nebraska Kearney, 40-37. Missouri Western leading Northwest Missouri State at the half, 31-26. Also in women's basketball, Missouri Western over Northwest, 75-59. That on the women's side. Those are the scores that I'm able to find as I scroll down the scoreboard from the MIAA. Here at halftime, Emporia State leads at 38-27. We'll continue with more on the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball.
Everyone has their favorite pizza ranch plate combo. Pizza and salad, pizza and mashed potatoes, chicken and ranch wedges. Or is it all of the above, topped off with sweet dessert pizza? Round up the family and head to Pizza Ranch, where you can build your perfect plate. Pizza Ranch buffet hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends. It's buffet done your way at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue.
What's that noise?
There's nothing worse than cruising along when suddenly a new light comes on the dash or an awful noise starts from under the hood. Don't stress. Just call Williams Automotive. The fine crew at Williams Automotive is ready to help. They're a Napa Auto Care Center, so you'll get peace of mind with their 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Your new friends at Williams Automotive are just a call away, 620-343-0086. They'll get your car back on the road in no time.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
38-27, our score at halftime. Emporia State with the lead. We can run down some final scores on the women's side in the MIAA. Central Missouri over Washburn, 78-54. Lincoln, of course, over Emporia State. It was Missouri Southern over Fort Hays State, 61-58. Newman, a 58-47 winner over Rogers State. Central Oklahoma defeated Northeastern State 72-57. And Nebraska Kearney, a 70-67 winner over Pittsburgh State. In Big 12 basketball action, from Manhattan. Kansas State defeats Iowa State 61-55. And in the second half, it's Baylor leading Kansas 45-34. They're just underway in the second half. Other final scores in the Big 12. Texas holds off Oklahoma 85-83 in overtime. It was TCU over Oklahoma State 175. And Texas Tech defeated West Virginia 78-72. Here, Emporia State with the lead by 11 at halftime. They've led by as many as 15 in the first half. We'll see if they can't continue that trend in the second half. We'll be back with our second half of basketball right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road.